You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Vic Carucci, Michael Reguy, a Football Wednesday, and it is time right now to get into some of your tweetage. You're sending us those tweets at Browns underscore daily. That's right, I coined that phrase. Tweetage time.
You do make me chuckle what I hear you saying. I like that.
Megan Rock and her family have gone through that word, and I think they've adopted it into their vocabulary, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
your relatives, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Your uncle's all aboard with it now?
We're like tweetage all day.
Is he a teacher, by the way, your uncle?
He was.
That's
yeah,
what I guessed.
He wasn't.
And he probably took umbrage with my
grandma Rock
language.
Is she all good with...
she's living this tweetage up.
Is she?
Yeah. No one knows what she's talking about, but...
It's okay.
It's okay. All right, what do we got?
All right, Chris Bragg says, most teams are in agreement that there are five or so people, then the rest of the draft. We have a top five pick. Take one.
Yeah, I think we're in the same
mindset. You and I are both in agreement
mindset
with that. Yeah,
that there are enough players. Nathan Zagura said it earlier in the show, the math works, that at four, you'll get one of the so-called, you know, again, we don't know, but the best five. That's what it looks like on paper. Right
it does. You could even slide down into 6 to 9 and still more than likely get what you want.
In that area, value sense. All right.
That's kind of what Ken says. Ken says, trade as far as 8 and get second rounder this year and next year.
Yeah, see, I think moving down, again, is my scenario. And this doesn't come under the heading to me of putting too much faith in draft picks. You got to go draft to draft. This appears to be a talent-rich enough draft where having those extra picks, presumably in the upper tier,
that's
gives
right
you a chance
yeah
to get multiple good players because there are more of them yes to go around this year than there were, say, last year.
And by the way, all we're doing here is echoing virtually all 32 of the NFL organizations that are going to go to drafting 2 weeks from tomorrow that say it's one of the most fruitful drafts in terms of talent coming out that they've all seen in years. So, listen, if there's a consensus that they're saying that, how many GMs have you heard? We're going to get a start. We might get a starter in round 3 this year, and a real productive one. So I'm going to go with that and believe that, yeah, this year you associate having the abundance of picks with something that should be very, very positive for you.
All right, the Mikester, who helps us out a lot on Twitter, mm-hmm, has a lot of tweetage for us, says, I would not trade up for anyone in this draft. We are blessed with all the picks. We need them to get much better.
See, and I think what's happened, just kind of following what's going on in social media, especially Twitter, and hearing what people are saying when they call and other places that we hear from people, Michael, I think the trade-up thing is somewhat of a referendum about Johnny Manziel, and not trading up is a referendum on, no, don't be crazy about going after him there. Now, those who like Johnny Manziel or like the Browns getting Johnny Manziel and see the Browns with a chance possibly to get him with the fourth pick, which is very much on the table, that's a whole different story. I still don't favor that, but I could see the faction of Johnny Manziel people, like Jim Donovan, who is very much in the corner of that, probably sits there and says, look, at 4, get the guy there.
Listen, to make this perfectly clear, if the Browns decide at 4 that they want to take Johnny Manziel, then it'll tell me a couple of things, that they are extremely of the belief that this young man is going to improve their quarterback position. They might think that, yeah, he's the guy that could go in and deliver this kind of oomph, right, this kind of cachet to the position. If they do that, Vic, then I'm okay with it because I know they wouldn't do it unless they believed over the top that he's their guy. Now, trading up, that's a whole different story. And I don't see that happening for anybody from this franchise. So I wouldn't worry about it for those that have tweeted at you and I and said, don't.
Now,
they won't do that.
I will say this, that I'd be surprised. I mean, I'd be shocked if they draft him at four. No, I'd be shocked at
that.
I don't see the trade-up scenario. I'll be stunned. I may come around to hearing, you know, the explanations for it, but all it'll tell me is that everything I think I believe from Patton and what this philosophy is of this organization, especially his philosophy, coaching it, it doesn't add up because
right.
That's not a pick that fits.
No, it doesn't. But right. Real quickly, Vic, though, remember, and we discussed this too, there are times when that possibly maybe Jimmy Haslam would say that
yeah,
I'd
like
to go
this route.
Yeah, might
step in the
room
and say, I want this guy.
And
right.
We've seen that happen before in National Football League.
He's going to say he will sell tickets, and that's often how owners think. And that there's a lot of thought that Bob McNair, the owner of the Houston Texans, will kind of poke his way into the process.
With Bill O'Brien.
Rick Smith in Houston. Megan, thank you so much. That was tremendous.
Welcome.
All right, good tweetage. From you guys, and thank you. And we are going to have a discussion about A.J. McCarron coming up, the former Alabama quarterback. We're going to get into it with Andrew Gribble. He is the beat writer, Crimson Tide beat writer for AL.com. That's coming up on CBD.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break.